Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 135. Is doctrine important? Yes, according to the Bible, it is very important. Jesus said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." John chapter 7, verse 16. And the Apostle Paul said, "Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Romans chapter 16, verse 17. In writing to a young preacher, Timothy, the Apostle Paul said it even more forcefully when he cautioned, "Take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. God was teaching this young man that two things had to be done if he were acceptable to God: live the right kind of life and teach the right kind of doctrine. This scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, teaches that doctrine does play a part in our salvation. The Bible teaches that there are many doctrines. Jesus said, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Commandments of men, even though they be of a religious nature, play no part in our salvation and worship to God, according to Matthew chapter 15, verse 9. The Bible warns, "Be not carried away with divers," that is, different or strange doctrines. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. The doctrine that really has power in our lives is the doctrine of Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. The Apostle John said, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God," meaning has not God's approval. "He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." That's 2 John, verse 9. The doctrine of Christ is very important. Without it, we do not have God. By abiding in it, we have both the Father and the Son. In the Bible, the doctrine of Christ includes his virgin birth, his miracles, his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of God. However, there are other things that are important which are also in the doctrine of Christ. They include his church, worship, repentance, baptism, the Holy Spirit, the Lord's Supper, right living, and his second coming, as well as others. Sometimes there's a tendency to overemphasize Christian living and neglect Christian doctrine. This we must not do. They must not be separated. The great doctrines of Jesus form the foundation for righteous living. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection of Christ inspires us to work for Christ, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. In the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, the judgment of God prompts men who knew little of God to change from their evil ways. Acts 17, verses 30 and 31. The consciousness of a life and judgment after death supplies one of the most effective of all motives for righteousness and godly living. Selfishness, cruelty, vice, crime, and wickedness in every form flourish among people who entertain the conviction that death is the end of everything. Even the doctrine of baptism spurs one on to flee sin and live for Christ because of what it represents. The Bible says, "Buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Yes, doctrine is important. especially if it's the doctrine of Christ as revealed in the Bible. Thank you for your call.